Hey everyone, Tawny here. I am so excited to share that my husband and I launched a non-alcoholic beverage called Parentheses. It's technically two drinks, a before and an after. The before uses herbs that stimulate the senses, and the after uses herbs that calm the senses. Head to drinkparentheses.com and follow us at drinkparentheses. Hello, it's me, BFF Tawny.
What's up?
It's funny because only you and our fabulous producer, Colin, see that, like, when you're introducing me, I'm like dancing and I'm like getting so excited for you to introduce me. Yeah. So I wanted listeners to just know what is viscerally
happening. The enthusiasm
happening.
That's going on. Well, that's interesting. The enthusiasm is an interesting call today, given that our topic today is declining the invitation.
Yes.
Yeah. And we talk a lot about boundaries. We talk about no is a complete sentence. We talk about protecting our space and protecting our sanity. And we wanted to, it was interesting. Just this weekend, one of the podcasts that I listen to regularly, as you know, we've talked a lot on here about tarot and what we do with it over time. And I listened to a tarot podcast called Tarot for the Wild Soul with Lindsay Mack, who teaches soul tarot, which is the way I have studied it. And I'll put all the links in and everything like that. But there's a monthly medicine each month. You know, there's a certain card, an invitation into something for the month. And I got the April, you know, we are in, as we've talked about before, a strength card year, which is sort of like facing the lion, taming the lion, being at peace with the lion, finding strength and living in that. And this month, Lindsay's card, and well, really what she got for this month is declining the invitation and doing it in connection with being in strength. So being able to say no and clearing your, you know, schedule and listening to your body, listening to yourself is part of doing the work of showing up in strength in 2024. So for those of you who don't do any tarot, not interested in this. Basically, what it's about is that part of showing up for ourselves and being our best selves is knowing when to say no and being able to decline the invitation. And that podcast, as I was listening to it, I was like, this is exactly what Tawny needs to hear. And so I sent it to her and she asked me, how did you know that that was exactly what I needed to hear?
It was truly perfect. And, you know, something that I love about Lindsay Mack's approach to tarot is, you know, like, you know, she refers to the cards as medicine and it's the cards or
yes,
is it the lesson?
Each card offers a specific kind of medicine.
Yes.
Invitation into medicine. It's inviting you to choose this medicine.
That language really speaks to me. And especially yesterday when you sent me that episode, before I even listened to it, just the title, it's called Declining the Invitation. I was like, well, I have to listen to that. Like, you know, and I'll just give a little context. So, you know, in my career, you know, I do a lot of public speaking. I do, you know, we have the drink, the book, there's a lot there, and I'm having to be very discerning about what I say yes and no to. I cannot say yes to everything. And a big thing for me is not for 2024, a big thing for me is not working for free. I don't need to work for exposure anymore. I have a freaking book out. Like I've been doing this for a while. I don't need to work for free. So there were these two opportunities that came my way that were interesting, but they were unpaid. And I said yes to one of them, or I said yes to both of them. One, after sleeping on it, and I realized that I was just like, this really is not aligned with me. I like the old version of me said yes to this, you know, the version of me who didn't know my worth, who didn't know my value, who didn't know how to establish and negotiate rates, you know, like that person committed. And I reached out to the people. It was for this conference like months and months and months in advance, so it's not like a last minute dropout. Before the ticket announcement went out, I actually I emailed them and I said, I'm inspired by this episode, Lisa. This trip is no longer going to work. I'm so sorry. It's just not going to work out this time. But please keep me in the loop, yada, yada. And it felt really, really good to stand up for myself in that way, because I declined the invitation. But the invitation was really, can you come? Can we use your likeness to sell tickets, but you don't get money for it? And that once, like, I've been doing so much work in therapy this year and just personal work about finances and childhood stuff, that I'm really, like I said, I'm really coming into advocating for myself when it comes to money and how I spend my time. And so listening to that podcast, I felt like it was a culmination of all the work I've been doing so far this year. And it felt really good to say, no, I can't do this. I declined the invitation. Thank you so much for inviting me. And this is not aligned. So thank you, Lisa and Lindsay. And then another way that podcast inspired me is there's another speaking opportunity that I'm going to still do, but I'm changing what I'm willing to do for free, you know? So, I was asked to basically give a keynote talk for free at another event, but you can sell books. You can have your people can taste your drink. And I'm like, yeah, but people could buy books on Amazon. People could buy books anywhere. Like, and I know I'm going on a tangent here.
But go.
this is where I am. So I reached out to the people and I said, I'm unable to give a keynote talk because it's a significant amount of time and prep work to not be compensated, but I am willing to do this. So, you know, that podcast really inspired me to further set boundaries and see what I am able to do. And it was also really hard for me to go back on my word, Lisa, like that, because I committed to doing something. Yeah. And changing that was really difficult for me, to be completely honest. But it felt really good to take a stand for myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, the other thing too, I think something comes into play with this feeling we have about not wanting to disappoint anybody.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, you made a commitment and then you realized you couldn't do it. And that happens. Right. And people will get over it and they will get, I'm not saying like, you know, that it's what we always do in the normal course, but there will be times that you can't keep a commitment. It's just life. Right.
Yeah.
And you know, you couldn't do this. It's not that you were choosing to, you know, do something to, you know, to screw them over in some way. You just had to take care of yourself and you were able to do that. And I think that there is this, we're always afraid of disappointing the other person, which is why we so often say yes to things that we don't really want to do. Right. And it's hard to draw those lines sometimes, especially because so many of us have been conditioned to, you know, say yes to anything that seems like it is something we quote unquote should do. Right. And, you know, one of the things I liked about that podcast was one of the concepts she got into through talking about a card that came up, the Seven of Wands, was that, you know, like we can be on this journey that is, you know, following what we want to do in life or our career, whatever it is that, you know, kind of our pilot light, doing what we're supposed to do. And there's going to be a lot of things that come up that are, you know, in some way could be argued are going to forward that and forward us. But that doesn't mean we have to take every one of them.
No.
We have to be, you know, discerning, because, you know, it's not just, I mean, I know for me, I ended up having a 30-year career in law firms and, you know, went deep into addiction doing it because everyone said, you know, well, if you can get one of those big fancy jobs in New York, you do. Who doesn't do that? Right. And I hated it. But it's like, you can't leave. Like, why? You'll never get that kind of job again. Like, it keep going and keep going. And, you know, that without ever having me stop, like the idea to me, it still is. I have to say, like, what I loved about my last job where I was for 15 years, the firm I was at, was the people. It wasn't the work, you know, I never went to work being like, oh, I can't wait to do this business development project. You know, it was something I knew I could do. I was good at it. And, you know, there is reward in people, you know, appreciating you and acknowledging you and wanting to get your ideas and work with you. And that I got a lot out of, and I loved the people, but, you know, it's something that I ended up in because I never stopped and asked, you know, is this really something for me?
Well, it sounds like you were doing what you thought you were supposed to do, as opposed to really asking yourself, what do you want?
I never asked myself that. I never thought to, you know, and, you know, there were times I did get better. I have to say, in recovery, like I was doing, you know, I was director of client development and director of business development and you know, people would ask me to be on panels for things in that capacity. And once I got sober, I learned to say, I'm going to take a pass on that. Why do I want to spend like 10 hours, you know, prepping some presentation and then going to a conference I don't want to go to and then having to socialize with a bunch of people because I'm at the conference and then the pressure? Why? To further my career, because people consider that like a notch.
To keep chasing the carrot, right?
Yes, the carrot never actually gets caught, right? There's always the next carrot.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think I'm really glad that you shared that, because there's probably people listening thinking, man, like, what am I doing, the things that I'm supposed to do? Am I just accepting all these invitations that are coming my way because I don't know how to say no? And I don't even know what I want to say yes to? Like, that's a super common problem that, you know, I'm still dealing with 8 years in recovery. Yeah. And I'm still dealing with this because life is going to happen on life's terms. There's still so much newness. Like, yes, I'm 8 years in recovery, but I'm still new to the author/public speaker world. So right. I'm still figuring out how that works. And, you know, taking that podcast at face value with declining one invitation and then changing the other invitation of like, okay, you asked me to do this. I can't do that, but I can do this. You know, like I never thought that I could do that for myself. Like, you know, that's boundaries in action right there. That is saying, you're asking this of me. I'm unable to do that, but how about this? That is setting a boundary. That's self-awareness, knowing like, I know I've done a keynote before. I know how much work goes into that. There's no way in hell I'm doing that for free, but I'll happily speak on a panel for 20 minutes, like be one of the voices on a 20-minute panel that requires no prep work.
Right.
You know, so it's like knowing I've been in this industry long enough to know which jobs take which energy.
Yeah.
You know, and you and I talk a lot about energy budgets, the same way that we budget our money, we have to budget our energy.
Yeah.
And so I really listened to that podcast, the Declining the Invitation, really through that lens of like, what energy can actually show up to these invitations?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there are a lot of things that, you know, I will decline to do for whatever reason, but then I choose the things that I will do that spark joy for me. Right. So I will speak to any law school for free. Like that to me is, I mean, that's the speaking I will do for free. Right. I will put that, that's what I consider doing service.
Being of service. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that doesn't mean that, that I have to do every other kind of thing, you know, or any other kind of speaking, like for free, you know. And one of the things too, with picking out, you know, as we move towards goals, like picking out what we do and do not say yes to, whatever the goal is, right? I mean, it could be something like, I decided I want to run a half marathon and I start training with a group. And there's a day that I just am not, you know, I know the group is thinking I'm bringing the donuts and coffee this morning. This is just a hypothetical. And it's going to be a bummer. But you know what? My body is telling me I'm not running this morning. It's okay to say, to disappoint people, I'm not going to make it today. I'm sorry about the coffee and donuts. I'll get you next time.
People who care about you, let's make that distinction. Yeah. People who care about you don't want you to show up if you're not feeling well, or if you're not,
right, or if it's not right. They don't,
if it's not right, people don't want you to show up if you're compromising yourself in any way.
Well, and I also overestimate my own value to whatever the endeavor is I'm about to say no to. Right. Like, you know, I'm going to call and somebody's going to say, oh, sorry, take the day. We'll see you later. It's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For them? And I'm thinking I will have tortured myself the whole night being like, I can't believe am I going to call? Am I not going to? Should I just do it? Right. Torturing myself all night, all morning, and then making the call and being like, I hate that I'm making the call. And then afterwards feeling like shit and laying there being like, I should have just gone. I can't really relax now. And meanwhile, somebody picked up the phone and was like, oh, hey, no, that's cool. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Yeah.
Called somebody else, said, hey, can you get the coffee? And then we're
done. It's not a big deal.
I blow these things up in my head.
Yeah. You know? It's like, well, the show cannot go on if I don't show up.
I'm
right?
So ridiculous. Like, what do I think? Like, that's insane.
But it's super common. And, you know, I think we say this a lot on the pod of, you know, there's that AA term of thinking you're
it's the piece of shit at the center of the universe.
Yeah. The biggest piece of shit at the center of the universe, meaning like your self-esteem is so low, but also so high that you think that you're so fucking important.
Right.
And it's not, no one is that important. Realistically.
So in remembering that may help you and help people to realize that it is okay to say no. And then it is okay, like, you know, it is okay to disappoint people from time to time. And it is okay, like you did with changing the terms. I can't do this, but I can do that. You know, and I think about it. I mean, we don't have kids, but I think about the compromises and trade-offs that parents must have to make constantly, you know, and...
And the last minute can't make it because of your kids.
Right.
You know, like that's just something that it just happens. I've had to, you know, I don't have kids, but I have pets and I've had to back out of things because my dog was sick and I had to take her to the vet.
Yeah.
Like shit happens.
Shit definitely happens. Yeah. And the other thing, in addition to that sort of the Seven of Swords thing where it's saying what things can you put down? Right. What doesn't have to get done today with the energy budget and all that? Another thing that was in that podcast that I found really helpful as an idea was one of the other cards was the Four of Cups, which is basically someone sitting under a tree and thinking on these cups, which are emotions and feelings. And with their arms crossed, someone's offering a fourth cup and they're not accepting it. Right. And saying that that's okay. To not accept that forthcoming. You don't have to accept every emotional tie, every getting pulled into every situation, every drama, everybody else's stuff. But also there was a reminder in there that you can decline this cup today. You can say no to this thing today. It's going to come back around, maybe in some other form, maybe in some other context, but you're not declining anything forever, or whatever you were hoping to achieve through doing that thing or taking that cup. It's going to be available for you, you know, maybe just not in this form, and that is fine.
And it's, I feel like this is really such a conversation on people pleasing as well, because there's so much that people pleasing plays such a big role in my life, not as much as it used to, but there is this element of, I don't want to disappoint, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to be really discerning when you figure out, like, who are your people? You know, who are the people that you're going to show up for every single time? Because you can't be like that for everyone. You cannot. And figuring out who those people are is tough. It's kind of like when you first quit drinking and you realize who your real friends are versus your drinking buddies. It's a very similar experience.
Oh, yeah. It is. It is. And, you know, it's kind of like, does it, you know, do they feed your soul, right? We talked recently about vampire friends, right, who suck all the energy out.
Yeah.
You know, to be focused on those people who do. I mean, there are plenty of times that you have to focus on someone in your life because of a connection that, you know, you need to be doing more for them than they're doing for you. And that's perfectly fair and perfectly reasonable. But, you know, really paying attention to that and noticing what that takes out of you, and then trying to figure out how to get some of it back into you. You know, like I keep referring to old podcasts, but like, you know, finding that is where sometimes, like, I can be in my head with something like that, with, I don't want to disappoint this person, or, you know, is this person upset with me because I didn't do that? And then I'll get like a glimmer, like we talked about glimmers recently, you know, like my little screensaver with the whale swimming, or just like a shot of some music or whatever. And then I can use that to ground me back into remembering, you know, where are my feet, what's going on right now, and everything is okay. You know, because we can really spin and ruminate on some of this stuff around declining an invitation. Like, how much time do you think you spent thinking about declining the invitation?
The amount of time that I spent thinking about it, talking to Nick about it, talking to a couple of the other speakers at the same event about it. Like, I have put so much time into declining this invitation, Lisa. And I still have another email that I need to send about it. Like, it's just, it's too much.
It's too much. Right. Right. It is. I don't know. I'm guessing you heard us talk about this, me and Craig, but if you ever watched Kroll's show, David Kroll's sketch comedy, he and John Mulaney had this.
Oh, Nick Kroll.
Hmm?
I think you said David Kroll. What? Nick Kroll.
Oh, did I say David Kroll?
You're probably thinking of David Cross, and then you.
Or David Grohl. Or Dave Grohl.
Or Dave Grohl. Oh, yeah, Dave Grohl. Nick Kroll. Yeah. But go on.
I'm losing it. So Nick Kroll at Kroll Show, and then John Mulaney was one of the cast members on it. And they did this skit where they played these two older, like, New York guys.
Hello.
Yeah. Right. Where they are these guys, and they do this, they have this prank game show where they have people on and they serve them this like tuna sandwich that is just like, you know, 6 inches high of tuna. And the prank is that it's too much tuna. Right. So it's like, what don't you? And they're saying the guest doesn't get it. And they're like, no, you get it. That's just too much tuna. It's too much tuna. And so whenever Craig and I are like, something we're getting, like, there's too much going on here. It's too much tuna.
Too much tuna.
right? Like if it's too much tuna, it's not for me.
No, and it's also like quite a literal example of biting off more than you could chew. Like if you can't fit it in your mouth, it's too much.
Right. Good point. Yeah.
Do you watch Big Mouth?
No, I do not. I do not. I'm going to put a link to a Too Much Tuna video.
Please do.
Yeah.
I love Nick Kroll. Big fan.
I do too.
I guess we're in the music minute now, so we could just talk about Nick Kroll, but
yeah.
I've been rewatching Parks and Rec, and he's a semi-regular on that show too.
I have to watch Parks and Rec.
It's good. It's one of my favorite shows. Some of it hasn't aged well.
Yeah.
But that's anything. And I just think it's really, because it's a political comedy, you know, it's about local government. It's about the Parks and Recreation Department and bureaucratic red tape. But it's Amy Poehler and it's funny. It's comedy and it's the incredible ensemble.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. So what would you consider what is this topic?
So I was actually thinking of Uninvited by Alanis Morissette.
Oh, I like that.
That song just really gives me chills. I got to see her perform it live a few years ago, and I mean, I got to see her live in general, but she sang that song and I was so excited.
Oh, I love that. I can't really think of anything. I think I would go with something more of like a little, what a glimmer would be to get me out of that brain freeze. And
yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think like my big, it's funny because I hate when my phone rings. I don't know if I'm the only person, but I hate when my phone rings. And one of the ways that I alleviated that is to make my ringtone give me shelter. And so every time I get a phone call, which I don't want to have happen, I get to hear the opening bars of Give Me Shelter.
That's honestly a perfect solution right there.
It never gets old. Like I was afraid it would ruin the song for me otherwise, because it's my favorite song of all time. No.
Do you remember? Of course you remember. This is like when I was in high school. So like everyone had personalized ringtones, like certain people. I had certain friends had certain ringtones, and then people would also, there was also a callback tone. So like when you would call me, certain people would hear different songs. Did you do this?
No, there were not phones when I was in high school.
No, but you were in.
No, so I never, like, I literally never put a ringtone on my phone until I put on Give Me Shelter to alleviate the pain of the phone ringing.
Alleviate the pain.
I still don't know how to put music on an Instagram story. So
don't worry about it. I think Instagram's going to implode soon anyway. So, don't worry about learning anything on there. But my answer to the Give Me Shelter solution, I just keep my phone on Do Not Disturb at all times.
Yeah.
And the only person who can get past that wall is Nick. And his texts and his calls come through, but literally nobody else. And that helps a lot.
I have it off a lot of the time, but I got so used to having to have it on with my mom. Like you never knew what
that's
was going to go on. And, and then I always get worried, I'm a worrier. I worry like, what if Craig is out on his walk and something happens and I don't hear the phone?
Well, now I have that to worry about. So thanks, Lisa.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. You've got Nick programmed, so you're fine. You're fine.
I love that solution though of like, I think that really buttons up the whole episode of like knowing which invitations to say yes to, which invitations to kind of tweak, And then like, kind of like your phone, it's like your phone's going to ring. Like you can't change that. So like, you might as well listen to a good song.
Right, right, right. Fair enough. Fair enough. So feel free to decline the invitation, everyone.
And we'll encourage it, actually.
Yeah. Embrace it. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. We hope you like what you heard. If so, please hit subscribe and consider rating and reviewing us so others can find us. Tawny, how can our listeners find you?
You can find me at Tawny M. Lara on all of the social medias. And you can find my blog, sobrietyparty.com. Lisa, how can we find you and your amazing book?
My book is Girl Walks Out of a Bar, and it is available at bookstores everywhere and online. And you can find me at lisasmithadvisory.com. And I'm on social media at Girl Walks Out. Thanks for listening.